There are certainly a number of highlights from the 2013 college football season, a number of dramatic wins. One program, however, that did not deliver was Will Muschamp's Florida Gators. Florida was absolutely decimated with injuries. They lost 13 players to season-ending injuries. Injuries really were the theme of 2013 and so many unfortunate circumstances. It's really, in my opinion, it's not fair to place the blame on the coaching staff for all those injuries, but there are a number of questions that will have to be addressed in the offseason. The Gators finished the year ranked 112th in total offense. They are definitely looking for some answers in 2014. So joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loans Studios, is Buddy Martin. He is a magazine columnist with Best Version Media. He is also the host of a daily sports talk radio show in Gainesville, Florida, WOCA Radio. Happy holidays to you, Buddy. It's great to have you with us.
It is nice to talk to you again, but I'm going to start the year with disagreeing with you.
Okay.
I think you can lay the blame at the feet of the coaches because injuries are part of the game. And if you track back and see what was happening to the Florida Gators before they had all the injuries, progress was not being made. So I don't want to let anybody skate on the fact they have injuries. Every team has them. Florida had an inordinate amount of injuries, no question about it. That may have played a part in it down the line, but early on, this team was really not that good and not that well coached, which is the reason at the end of the year there had to be changes made. The offensive line coach and, of course, Brent Peace, offensive coordinator, were fired, and now we're waiting to find out who was going to take their place. And so it has not been a happy time for Gator fans, especially when up the road 150 miles away or so, the Florida State Seminoles are having their banner year and
playing
for national championship. So you can imagine how that erupts.
Well, Buddy, you know, so let's pinpoint here. Obviously, you track Florida very, very closely. Why such a significant drop-off from winning 11 games 1 year ago? I mean, do you place 100% of the blame on injuries? It sounds like you're not going to do that because the coaching staff ultimately is held accountable. But let me just break it down for our listeners. When you lose your number one quarterback, your number one running back, your wide receiver, your top defensive tackle, and your top linebacker, I mean, those are massive losses. It's like a tsunami hit the Florida Gators.
Yes, but before they lost those players, they were losing games to play teams like Miami.
Okay.
And not playing very well in the early going. And Jeff Driscoll being down, at that point in time, Driscoll was really struggling at the quarterback position already. So, yes, there's no question it was a drop-off there. But the strength of the team is supposed to be the defense. And when you get beat by Georgia Southern threw something like five passes, and you lose games embarrassingly like they did to Missouri, where effort wasn't given, and you can't move the football, and you're not even in the top 100 in offenses, serious questions have to be asked about a program that's been one of the elite programs in America for past years and downright dominant when Urban Meyer was there. So I think there has to be a reassessment of expectations. You have to understand that teams either get better or worse. This team got a lot worse, and now the question is, can it be resurrected? A lot of Gator fans who are Steve Spurrier fans go back to the days before 1990 when Spurrier landed there and gave the Gators their first national championship in six SECs. They remember the old wait till next year. They call themselves the wait till next year Gators. They don't want to go back to that. And that's what the paranoia is now. Is this a blip on the screen? Is this something that can be turned around like Auburn turned his program around last year and Missouri turned his program around from last year? Or is it just an anomaly, and can they fix it? And that is really the big question about the Florida Gator football program.
Well, Buddy, so it is time to self-evaluate. So it's time to flip the switch. What can Florida do to rally and to get trending and headed into the right direction? You were talking about they've already fired their offensive coordinator in Brent Peace.
Well, number one, I think you have to assess your philosophy. And Brent, you know, there are a lot of people who want to build a program around defense. I have no fault with that. And a lot of people want to run the football. I had no fault with that, especially if you look at Auburn, what Auburn has done with running the football. But offensively, you got to give yourself a chance. There was discord on the offensive staff right off the bat. And Will Muschamp's philosophy about football, he's a Nick Saban disciple. He wants to play football like Nick Saban, like his defense plays, like his offense plays. But he's not Nick Saban. This is not the Alabama football program. This is a program that has lived off of, you know, great athletes and great speed and to some degree the passing game and a wide open offense for the most part. And this is not what we're seeing in Gainesville. So you got to start on the offensive side of the ball and get that fixed. Who, however, would want to come into the program next year to work for a guy who might not be there at the year, end of the year? And that's the problem they're going to have in hiring offensive coordinator. There are lots of names bandied about who that will be. But right now, it's a blind draw who that might be. And then after that, you've got to see, you know, what kind of recruiting can they have. They had some good recruiting classes, despite what people will tell you about an empty cupboard. I looked it up during the last couple of years that Meyer was there.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer's classes finished among the top five in ESPN. So the cupboard was not bare. The injury took toll. Muschamp gets a mulligan. We'll see what he can do.
Well, the Florida Gators finish the season 4-8 and end the season with a 37-7 loss to their rival, Florida State. So disappointing. Always peaks and valleys in their profession. But give us a sense in terms of how restless is Gator Nation. They've got to be going crazy.
The unfortunate part about it is a bit of apathy out about among the Gator Nation right now. They're not happy about a lot of things. Soaring ticket prices among them. And a program is not producing. They're not happy with the season. They're not happy with the fact that the program was not even competitive in that regard this past year. So they're very upset. Isn't that they're outraged, although many of them are. I know a lot of Gator fans who've owned season tickets for many years. They've cashed them in. They're done. They're saying, I'm not going back up there again. I can watch back and watch football on ESPN for, you know, 12 hours on Saturday in the comfort of my chair in my own home, and not have to pay the fees. I have to pay for my seats and go through the hospital traffic. And, you know, it gets awfully hot in Florida Field, Ben Hills Griffin Stadium, in September and October. It's a sauna in there. So people are saying, you know what, maybe I'll reevaluate. That's why you saw a lot of empty seats this year, and something I didn't think I'd see in my lifetime in the house that Steve Spurrier built.
We've always got you covered at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We're going one-on-one with Buddy Martin. He's a magazine columnist for Best Version Media and also the host of the Daily Sports Talk radio show on WOCA Radio in Gainesville, Florida. So give us the pulse in terms of the status with Will Muschamp in terms of his job security. As I understand, their athletic director, Jeremy Foley, has given them the vote of confidence. Is he going to waver at all?
Well, Jeremy said this is not the dreaded vote of confidence. He gave this 2 weeks or so, or 10 days before the loss to Georgia Southern, you know, he said he's our guy. We're sticking to him. We think he can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if they lost to Georgia Southern, some people wonder if he's going to discount that 1,000 to maybe about a 500% chance instead of 1,000% support. And Foley's had great success in that program, but the critics of Foley will say, "Well, look, who did he hire?" Ed Billy Donovan, give him credit for that great hire. It's been worked out extremely well.
Impressive win against Kansas the other night, too.
He did not hire Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
It was hired by somebody else. Urban Meyer came in at the behest of the president of the university who had been at Utah with him. And Jeremy Foley signed the deal and recruited Meyer, but Bernie Matcham was the guy who wanted him to be the head coach. So basically, he's hired Ron Zook, who, by the way, is a good friend of mine, lives in Ocala, goes and has a home on Lake Weir. And now he's hired Will Muschamp. The numbers don't lie. It hasn't been good. So the question becomes now, is the athletic director, you know, gagging on the right choice for the job? So I don't know what will happen. It's really, it could be a ticking time bomb in the swamp.
Will Muschamp, of course, just finished his third year at Florida. The Gators obviously have very much underperformed. Why do you believe that Jeremy Foley, the athletic director there, why does he still have the belief that Will Muschamp is the right man for the job? So you were talking about the mulligan with the injuries. But
right. Well, we all believe our own clippings sometimes. You know, there's no question about it. We all have if we are right about a couple of things, we think we're right about everything, and we're all guilty of it. Foley's had a great success there. He, I'm sure, feels partly responsible for Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier. And I'm sure he feels responsible for the program being successful all the way around, winning being a top 10 in the schools in the country for all sports for years, really more than probably the last two decades, and built a great program that has really thrived. But like every other program, it's driven by football. That's what pays the ticket prices. And it funds the other sports. And with the brand being tainted somewhat, and with people turning away and not going to games, even though they get millions of dollars from networks for their football, and that's what's driving them, it costs a lot of money. So when it starts hitting Florida in the pocketbook, which it's starting to do now, people not renewing, et cetera, donations, giving is down. Then you have to sort of reassess a lot of things. Jeremy gets credit for the success. He gets the blame for the failure, just like a quarterback. And maybe too much both ways, but that's just how it is. So certainly nobody questions Foley's success and what he's done. The question is, today's world, what have you done for me lately?
We're visiting with magazine columnist Buddy Martin and also the host of the Daily Sports Talk radio show on WOCA Radio down there in Florida. His Gators finished the season 4-8 and, of course, are coming off that 37-7 loss against their rival in Florida State. So stick around. We're going to continue with our conversation about the SEC and the Florida Gators right here this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.